Okay, let's begin our discussion of Avos and Toldos. Avos and Toldos, comes up a number of places in the Masechta. We'll start with today's daf, Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, the Gemara here, which I mentioned in the daf, all the Achronim that discuss this sugya are not on Shabbos Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, because in the yeshivas, they don't learn Shabbos Tzadik Vav Amid Beis in the 11th parak, but it's in Bava Kama Daf Beis. The same Gemara appears there, so that's where a lot of the action is in the Achronim on Bava Kama Daf Beis, but we'll see it through the eyes of Masechta Shabbos, because that's where the major discussions come up. And our major issue is the relationship between Avos and Toldos. We know there are 39 Avos Malachas that the Gemara learns out based on different sources. There's a Yerushalmi that says that there are 30, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish were able to come up with 39 Toldos for each of the Avos. That's a lot of malachos. But what exactly is the relationship between Avos and Toldos? So we have a couple of Gemaras. We'll start off with the Gemara here, Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara asks, in the context of Hotzah and Hachnasa, the Gemara says about 10 lines from the top on Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, Ashkecha and Hotzah. So we quoted a source about Hotzah, Hachnasa Binalan. So carrying something out is the Malacha of Hotzah. Carrying something in, Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, that's Hachnasa. How do you know that's Asur also? Maybe it's just Hotzah. So the Gemara says, Svari. It's just logic. Michdi. Me Rishus L'Rishusu, Mali Afuki, Mali Iyule. Isn't the Malacha just changing Rishus? So what's the difference? Which direction you go in? Whether you go in or out, it's the same thing. So once I know one, I know the other. Miyu, though, the Gemara ends off saying, Hotzah Av, Hachnasa Tolda. Hotzah, though, is the Av, and Hachnasa, though, is the Tolda. Even though they're in the same line that the Gemara says, Misvara, I would know one from the other, in the very same line it says, but keep in mind that one is an Av and one is a Tolda. They might be parallel, they might be the same, but, you know, one is an Av, one is a Tolda. So the Gemara then asks, Michti, one second. Ahamachayev, ahamachayev. If you're telling me that they're both the same, and it's just Rishus l'Rishus, and you're chayev da'oraisa on both, remember, Toldos and Hilchos Shabbos are da'oraisa. In other areas of Halacha, it could be they're d'rabanan. For example, in Shemitah, it could be that the Toldos of Shemitah are d'rabanan, only the Avos are da'oraisa. That's a different context. But the Gemara here says they're both chayev da'oraisa. Amai kari la hai av, via amai kari la hai tolda. So why is one an av, why is one a tolda? Right, they're both the same, they're both Araisa, and you just said they're both similar. So why is it one an Av, one a Tolda? Not for now, but keep in mind, we mentioned it in today's daf, why this question is only asked here, and not in any of the first 95 blad in this Masechta. Avos and Toldos have come up earlier, and only here, Daf Tzadik Vav, the Gemara asked the question, oh, why is there, what's the difference between Avos and Toldos? We've had it before. So the Gemara answers, Nafgamina, what's the difference between an Av and a Tolda? The Avich de Avos Bahadi Hadadi. If I do two Avos, two different Avos together, Inamish de Toldos Bahadi Hadadi, or if I do two different Toldos together, Bachayev Tarti. If I do two different Avos or Toldos of different Malachas at one time, I'm Chayev two Karbanos, if I did it by accident. The Avid Bishogig. The Avid Av Tolda Diday. But if I did an Av and its Tolda, let's say I plant a seed and I water the grass, right? An Av and a Tolda of Zoreya. So then I'm only chayev one carbon. Lo mechayev ela chada. You're only chayev one. Good. So that's the answer to an Av and a Tolda. Ready to do two different Avos? You're chayev two. An Av and its Tolda, you're chayev one. So that's according to the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara. Ulur Blazar ben Yaakov, the Rabbanan. But there's a Tana out there that you can't say this for. Rebbe Lazar holds that if you do an Av and it's Tolda, you are Chayev too. Just like if you did two different Avos. So according to Rebbe Lazar, then we're back to the question. Amai kari la avi, amai kari la Tolda. So why is it called an Av or a Tolda? It's the same thing. Same halachas. An Av and it's Tolda is the same thing as two different Avos. Says the Gemara. Hach tahave b'mishka. And the question is, to preface this line, there are three different gersaos in this line. And this is part of the secret to what we have to discuss tonight. Now we're just getting the evidence on the table first. Hach tahavi b'mishkan chashiva kari la'av. That which was in the mishkan chashiva is chashuv. Let's just try to translate the words. Kari la'av, that's an av. Whatever was not in the Mishkan is not an Av. Sounds like, how do you understand this line of the Gemara? Sounds like by definition, whatever was in the Mishkan is Chashuv, and therefore that's called an Av. Whatever was not in the Mishkan is not Chashuv, and that's called a Tolda. So no Nafkamina, right, only in categorizing. But right, practically it seems like there wouldn't be an afkamina. Would be an afkamina according to Rebbe Lazar, right? Just in terms of categorization. Tosfos points out, Tiber Baskel Rebbe Lazar, skipping the first line of Tosfos for a minute. Tosfos quotes a couple of other girsos in the Gemara. Some girsos have a vav before the word v'chashiva. Hach tahavi b'mishkan v'chashiva kari le'af. Hach tahavi b'mishkan. Right, the last girsa of Tosfos. Haklai Mishkan, Chashiva or Lo Chashiva, that would sound like it's two different elements. There's two ingredients to make an Av. It has to be Mishkan and Chashiva. There could be something that was in the Mishkan that's not Chashiva. There could be something that's Chashiva that wasn't in the Mishkan. It has to be together, according to one of the girsos. Tosfos has another girsa. A couple of girsos quoted here in the Rishonim, dealing with what exactly is, how does one define the Av, how does one define the Tolda? Which is itself an important point. We're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus, though, on the first line of Tosfos that we skipped. Tosfos says, but one minute, I have a nafkamina, even according to Rebbe Lazar. Havi matzi lememar de nafkamina le'inyin hasra'a. I could have quoted a nafkamina regarding hasra, kidapirish paraklal gadol, like I already said earlier. What does that mean? Regarding hasra, Tosfos says we got to look back at what he said. So we have to look back at what he said. If we look back on the Tosfos right after the Mishnah of Klal Gadol, where the Malachas are listed, Tosfos there on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis discusses what type of hasra'a does one need to give in terms of making sure if somebody is going to be chayev misa, what type of hasra'a one needs to give. Usually, I have to give hasra'a. Well, somebody's going to eat treif. So I have to say, if you do this, you're going to eat treif, and he has to accept the hasra. So what about my Malecha Shabbos? What do I have to say? And the issue in the Rishonim right here is, do you have to be masre atolda b'makam av? When a person is about to do a tolda, he's about to water the grass. That's a tolda. So what do I tell him? Do I have to, can I tell him what he's doing? If you do this watering, you're going to violate watering. Can I say that to him? And that's a malacha Shabbos. That happens to be a tolda, the malacha. Is that good enough? Or do I have to mention the av? Do you have to be masra atolda b'mak b'shem av? That is the discussion, and it is a major machlokas rishonim. Tosfos here is alluding to what he said there, but look at Tosfos here. He has 2 days about it. Tosfos on Argamar and Daf Tzadik Vav is suggesting that you would have to be masra atolda b'shem av. Because as I say, this could be an afkamina between an av and a tolda. Only an av could work for asra and not a tolda. But Tosfos here is not so clear. Says Tosfos. Tosfos, the Gemara there, if you remember that Ayin Gimel, the Gemara discusses different types of zoreya. And the Gemara goes through what each one. Zomer, pruning is in the category of noteya. Noteya is zoreya. Tosfos says, by the way, what's the Gemara doing here? Why do we care that which act is included in the category of a different act? Says Tosfos. Well, maybe Tosfos is precluding the possibility. Again, this is all introduction. We're going to lay down the questions after we finish this. Tosfos says, Ein lo chiyach mikan. Right, you might have read this Gemara. Why is it so important to know what is chai mishum what? Because I might have said, well, you have to know what the larger category is, because that's what you have to warn. B'shem. Says Tosfos, Ein lo chiyach mikan. Don't prove that from here. The tzorach lahasros atolda mishum av. The halo ka'amar shetzorach lahasros mishum zareya. It didn't say it explicitly here. Here it doesn't say explicitly it's about hasra. Ella de'im hisra bo mishum zareya t'chayev. It's just saying that if you would do this, doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. Doesn't sound that way from the Gemara. That this is, we're trying to figure out that what category it's in, so that bidi eved, if you mention this, it would also be a good hasra. Doesn't sound that way from the Gemara, but the Tosfos is saying, if you really want to push it, you know, there is a way out of this Gemara. But Tosfos points out, the Gemara later on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches sounds pretty clear, pretty explicit, that you have to warn b'shem da'av. The Gemara says there, the Tekamar, I still have a little cough, Tosas quotes the whole Gemara verbatim, Mishamer mishamay masrinan bay, Mishamer, which is a type of straining certain types of foods. How do you give hasra? Mishamay masrinan bay, it's explicit. Rab amar misham borer, Rab zera amar misham marake. Tosas says it seems to be an explicit Gemara that says that you have to warn atolda b'shem av. When a person is about to violate a told, you have to mention the av. But Tosfos again says, no, maybe there's a way out. Maybe all that Gemara is saying is what is considered a not joking hasra'a. V'gam b'zeh yesh l'idcho, says Tosfos. T'achi pirusho, mishamay masrina be shehu chayiv. What is the type of hasra'a that a person would be chayiv? In other words, Tosfos says that Gemara is saying what would also be a good hasra'a. Not that you need to do it. Because Tosfos says, if you'd warn somebody with the wrong av, then for sure it would not be a good hasra'a. But if you would warn with the av, you know, a person would still take you seriously, and he would have to take that hasra'a properly. Tosfos says at the end, v'nira, v'od raya, the reish baba kama, he talks about it. Tosfos wants to say it, but that he's intellectually honest and says that, no, all of these, there is a way to get out of. That's Tosfos. Tosfos in our Gemara, and if you want to see explicitly, the Tosfos Rid says explicitly on that Gemara Kuf Lamed Ches, I think I gave you the Tosfos Rid, it's on page 2, the Tosfos Rid says explicitly, at least according to one opinion there, that you have to warn Atolda B'Shem Av. Again, he quotes another point, which is not our issue tonight. He says maybe it's only according to the opinion of Havara L'Chalik Yasas. He gets into what the source is for Chilik Malachos, which is, again, is a separate topic. But Tosfos Rid says, at least according to that Gemara, You have to warn Atolda B'Shem Av. So question number one, what is that issue about? Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Nabali Tosas, whether when a person is about to do Hasra, about to do the Tolda of the Malacha, do you have to say the Av Malacha when he in the Hasra? Or no, just say the Tolda. Just say the Tolda, just explain, describe what is happening here. Question number one. Same kind of question, but to set in, that's already a nafgamina, a halacha. But to broaden it a little bit, the Gemara, as we just saw on Daf Tzadik Vav, says Hotsa and Hachnasa are misvara. Once you have one, you have the other one. But the very next line, the Gemara says, but there's an av and a tolda. How are we supposed to understand that line? On the one hand, there's a great affinity between avos and toldos. Once you know an av, at least by Hotsan Hachnasa, you automatically know the Tolda. But the Gemara still called them Avos and Toldos. And if you look at the Gemara on Daf Ayin, the Gemara needs a pasuk to teach me Toldos. Ayin Amebeis, the top line. Heina Avos, Mehena Toldos. So we require a pasuk to teach me that there's a concept of Toldos. What, I wouldn't have known there's a concept of a Tolda? I would have thought only the 39 Malachas? What is a tolda? The Ritva in the Gemara, the Psalik Vav, I didn't give it to you, but the Ritva has a lashon that told us from the word laholid. It gave birth to it. It's nolad from the av. So what exactly is the relationship? And even just to crystallize this question, you look in the sheet of Gubetzes and Baba Kama on Dav Beis, right on the first page of your packet. The sheet of quotes in the first paragraph that's bracketed off. Tamilari. Right, the Gemara here, what is this doing in Baba Kama Daf Beis? If you remember, you have the Avos Nezikin and the Toldos of Nezikin, and the Avos of Tumah and the Toldos of Tumah. So the Gemara there says that the Gemara has a source or talks about Toldos of Nezikin as compared to Toldos of Nezik. So the Sheet of Gubetzes asks, Tema Lari, the Rebbe, Maishna de Tolda de Shabbos, Yalfina la Mikroi, Beperaka Bone Darshinon, Heina Avos Mehena Toldos. For Toldos of Shabbos, you require a Makar. For Toldos de Nezikin, Lo Yalfinan Mikroi, Ela Misvara, Lakama Bishmaitzin. Ask the Sheet of Gubetzes, why is it that the Toldos of Nezikin flow naturally from the Avos? You don't need any makar. Told us a Shabbos, you need a makar. Why is that? Yeah, once we have the makar, even though in our Gemara we said it's a svara, but the makar for general toldos is a makar. Just parenthetically, you might say that hotza'a is different than other malachas too. It could be hotsa and hachnasa are mamish the same thing. That's a different type of tolda. You're doing the same exact act, just in the opposite direction. So other toldos might not be the, you might not say such a svara like that. You might need a makar. But either way, that's his question. Why do you need a makar for toldos of Shabbos? Vinira lamari katz. The Mari Katz says, Ilav kra, were it not for the pasik, havi mima'atinan toldos. We would have excluded toldos. We have a reason to exclude by Shabbos that we don't have by Nezikin. Why? Mida nisbacha parsha Shabbos l'maleches ha-mishkan. Ki hechi dimimatina shar malachas lo avi chashivi. Remember, says the Mari Katz, the whole source of the malach Shabbos is Mishkan. So if it's Mishkan, I would have said maybe only Mishkan. Only what was in the Mishkan. Only the Elvis were in the Mishkan. So you have the counter pressure of the Mishkan being an exclusionary idea. That's why I need a makar to say, no, don't limit it.
For each Av.
Okay, for the Av, but not for the Todos.
Right.
Here, you don't have a makar. Right, there's no reason for us, because Mishkan already is a limiting factor. There are a lot of actions that, you know, maybe you should say are usser, but it wasn't in the Mishkan, so we're not going to say is usser. There are certain malachos, specifically, that were done in the Mishkan.
You could say, okay, I've done another nezek, it's a total.
No, but that's not, this, by
not,
an ava,
negicha,
I'm saying by a makar for ava nezek, we're looking for definitions. There's not a source that is a limited source. Those are by Nezek, they're just all examples. And that's why the Gemara has no problem with extending that to the Toldos. There are 4, there are 18, there are 12, there are 24. So the question is, though, how do we understand this Maskana of the Mari Katz? So Mari Katz says, okay, I would have limited it with the Mishkan, but Kamash Polan, I don't limit it. So Lamaisa, is it Svara? Or is it not Svara? Did we just neutralize the Mishkan limit and now Mamela told us flow naturally? Or do I say no? The Mishkan was limited, but you still, once you have a Makar, you have a Makar. It flows from the Makar. In other words, the general question is, what's the relationship? How much is it a Makar? How much is it a Svara? That is our issue. So again, number one, the halachic issue, just to focus on a detail. What is the issue behind the Machlokas Bale Tosvos in terms of Tzarech lahasros b'shem av or not? Number one. Number two, what is the relationship between toldos and avos, specifically makar versus svara? The more, does it flow naturally, like the word tolda does? Or do we say there is something independent to the toldos? That is our general issue. And again, it has to do with the makaro, the girsa that we had on the Tzadik Vav, and it has to do with a number of halachic issues as well. Good. So now let's get into some of the halachic issues that are connected. Our main focus will be the two different drachim, how the achronim view avos and toldos. There are different ways of saying it, but the crux is, are they natural flows and they remain secondary? They remain in the background? They are subsumed in the larger category of the Av? Is that how we should look at a tolda? Once a tolda, always a tolda? Or do I say that no, yes, maybe the origin comes from the Av, but once it's born, so to speak, it achieves its own independence. And maybe that could be Makar versus Svara. The more it's Svara, the more I might say it's pure Svara, it remains in the shadows of the Av, because it flows from the Av. The more I'd say it needs its own makar, I might say, obviously, told is connected to Av. You can't get out of that. But once I have the makar, that's telling me, well, it came from the Av, but now it's independent. And now there's an independent mechayev. So, where can we see this illustrated? So, I think I have 5 issues, just, again, it's a huge topic, but 5 issues that you have in front of you. Okay, number one. Do we have avos and toldos in other areas of halacha? So we know, the first daf in Baba Kama, we have it by Tumah, we have it by Nezikin, but do we have it by other areas of halacha? So if you look in the Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchas Rotseach, the Rambam discusses Egla Arufa. Nimsa ha-horeg. So it's on page number 3, you have it. Nimsa ha-horeg ad shalo te'aref ha-egla. Teitze, I'm sorry, it's the next one. Halacha tes. Hanachal ha-shenerfa bo ha-egla. Aser bizriya v'avodah la'olam. The valley where the back of the neck is going to be broken, it's not allowed to be worked. Right? Nachal Esan, which is the name of the Sefer of Rav Chaim Kanievsky on Hilchas Egla Rufa. Nachal Esan. Shnei Amar, Asher lo yaved bo v'lo yizareya. It cannot be worked. V'kal ha'oved sham avoda begufa shel karka. Anyone who does any work there, begufa shel karka, in the karka kagon. For example, shecharash, ochafar, ozara, onata. If somebody plows or plants, v'chayotze ba'elu, loke. Or anything like this, one gets malchus. If somebody works the karka of a nachal esan, aser daraisa, and you get malchus. What does the Rambam mean by v'chayotze ba'elu? He just quoted, right, charisha and zaria. Well, how else do you work the land? Those are the first two malachas. That's it. The other 37 don't apply here. But Charisha and Zeriah, so it says, Chorish, Chafar, Zara, Nata, V'chayotze ba'elu. What is the Rambam including by Chayotze ba'elu? Says the Minchas Chinuch, on the next page, in Mitzvah Tavkuf Lamed Aleph, he quotes this Rambam, and he wonders, what about Toldos? What about Zomer, pruning? Right, what about watering plants? Something grows in the Nachal Esan. Would those be included? Would the Toldos be included? He quotes that here on the left side, the Yesh Lehis Tapek on line 13. De Efshar Kan Rakala Avos Chayev, Velo Ala Toldos. O Efshar Chayev Ala Toldos Gamkein, Vahavi Bechlal Avoda. The Gamze Bechlal Lashon Kayotse Bo, Shekasav HaRambam. What is that Kayotse Bo of the Rambam including? What does he mean? He already said dig or plant. Is he including the Toldos? That's the Minchas Chinuch Safek. One area of Halacha where we have this question brought up. The Minchas Chinuch as well brings it up to another area of Halacha. We know there's an Issa Daraisa to take the Karmen Pesach outside of the Makom HaChabura. Right, mitzvah tezvav in the Sefer HaChinuch, shol lahotzi mi besar ha-pesach mi makom ha-chabur. Shnei ro lososi min ha-bayis min ha-basar chutza. So there again, the Minchas Chinuch quotes Tosfos in Bechoros and Daf Chaf Hayamid Aleph, who discusses, do regular rules of Hotza'ah apply in this case? What about the toldos of Hotza'ah? What if I throw the Karban Pesach out? Right, Zrika or Hoshata. Those are toldos. So is that, would I violate the Issa Daraisa of Hotza'as Karban Pesach Mimakom HaChabura? That's his question. MK, where it's underlined. Efshar halav eino rak badam atzmo hamotzi ava hoshata. Meirush just l'reshus ozorik minalan. Kiva delav bechlal hotza tekro. It's not usually included in Hotza'ah. V'gam chutz meisuri Shabbos lo shayach toldos. Should we say outside of Shabbos there are no toldos? Or not? That's the question of the Minchas Chinuch. What's the root of his suffix? What it could be, it could be about each of these issues, but what it could be is how natural do toldos flow from avos, even in Hilchas Shabbos. The more I say that toldos are a natural outgrowth of avos, and I don't really need a makar. Maybe I just need the makar to counter the Mishkan. But really, once they neutralize each other, then I'm back to learning misvara. So then maybe you'd say, well, maybe it could apply to other areas of halacha too. If it's such a natural outgrowth, so it's part of the physical act. It's an expansion of the physical act, and therefore I would apply it to other areas of halacha. But if it's more, the more it's exeris akasav, the more it's, I need a makar for it. I wouldn't have known it otherwise. Maybe with the Mishkan, without the Mishkan, so then maybe you'd limit it to Hilchas Shabbos, where there is a specific makar for these toldos. Number one. Number two, are there any differences in halacha between avos and toldos? Between the av of a certain malacha and the told of a certain malacha? So where does this come up? This is a fascinating suggestion by the Rambam's son. Where do you see this? The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos. Peraches Halacha Zayin. A much-discussed Rambam. Says the Rambam, Hadosh kegrogor eschayef. Dosh, the malacha of threshing, What is threshing? So as we know, in the Mishkan, it was done after I harvested and gathered everything to a certain spot. What I did was I had a certain type of sharp tool, either attached to the bottom of an animal, something that detached the kernels from the stalk, and it also detached the shells from the inner kernels. So the dush was similar to, let's say, if you would take a grape off of a stem, that type of malacha. Take a tamar, a date, off of the cluster that it is growing in. That's similar to the malacha of dush. And let's say those would be hard, and you'd take out the casing. That's the malacha of dush on a daraisa level. And the mukkar in the Mishkan. So a dush could grow chayiv. The ain disha el b'gdu l'karka. The Gemara says, disha is only by g'dul l'karka. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos in the 7th parak says. There's no dush by fish. The Gemara talks about squeezing out the tcheles from a chila zone. The Gemara says there's no problem with dush there, because disha only applies by gidule karka. Fish are not gidule karka. Wonderful, the Rambam quotes that Gemara. Ein disha el gidule karka. But then the Rambam continues, v'hamefarek harihu told us hadash. Many shittas in the Rishonim, mefarek. Mefarek is also, different examples of mefarek, milking a cow is mefarek, and possibly wounding somebody is mefarek. The Rambam says mefarek is a tolda of dash. Continue the Rambam. Hacholi v'sabahem b'chai mishum mefarek. Milking a cow is mefarek. V'chein hachove b'chai. Wounding a live being, sheyesh lo'ar, that has skin, so it's going to get black and blue. Chai mishum mefarek. So, ask the Magid Mishnah. Ask all the Achronim on the early, the late Rishonim, also on the Rambam. The Rambam says, ein disha ele b'gdule karka, which we thought meant items that grow from the ground. And in the very next line, the Rambam says, mefarek is a tolda of dash, and that means people and animals milking a cow, but I thought it's only by gedulei karka. Animals are gedulei karka? People are gedulei karka? That's the bomb kasha on the Rambam. How could the Rambam say, ein disha ele b'gdulei karka, and in the very next line say that disha, mefarek, which is a tolda of dash, applies to non-gedule karka. So the Magen Mishnah gives probably the most pashtus answer, and that is, gedule karka means different things in different contexts. Sometimes gedule karka means grows from the ground. Sometimes gedule karka means nourished from the ground. What's excluded by both are fish. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says fish are not gedule karka. But still, what is gedule karka? You still have one of two definitions. A tree is gedule karka, but an animal is also gedule karka. An animal lives off the ground. Doesn't grow from the ground. So says the Magen Mishnah, you see where it's underlined. In our context, you have to say that animals for dash are considered gedule karka. That's what the Rambam, how the Rambam must understand the Gemara. Again, even in different malachos, you'll have different definitions. The Gemara says, ein imur ela b'gidule karka. The malach of gathering. There, pashtus, it only means literally grows from the ground. The exclusion there is salt. Beginning of the malach of Gemaras. Adav ayin gimel ayin dalet. But that's the Magen Mishnah's answer. Gidule karka in this context means nourished and grows and lives off the ground. But Rav Avram ben Arambam was also asked this question in the Birchas Avram, Rav Avram ben Arambam, and I gave it to you on the next page, on page 6. It's quoted in the Sefer Lumdus by Rabbi Adler. He quotes the Rav Avram ben Arambam on the left side in Simen Yudches, where he says an amazing chiddush, only when the Gemara says, Ein Disha Ela B'Gedulei Karka, that's only by the Av Malacha of Disha. Who says that applies to the Toldos of Disha? Maybe the Av of Disha is limited to Gedulei Karka, but the Tolda of Disha is not limited. Right? Toldos of Disha are, you know, even non-Gedulei Karka. Right? Dayal Amin Adin. Right? You say that the Tolda is even more expansive than the Av. You could say that it is ironic, but you could say, though, that because the Av is limited by Mishkan. If the Av is limited by Mishkan, that's why it's whatever happened in the Mishkan. But once you have that definition of an act, once you're applying it to a tolda, so ironically it has more flexibility because it's not limited to its definition of what was done in the Mishkan. But again, here's number two. If you have a different halacha between Av and tolda, then obviously that reflects independence. Just in brackets, it's not really our issue, but it came up about a month ago in the daf, and it's an unbelievable shita. But just to mention again, Rabbi Nachum Zemba in the Tosos Chaim, I didn't give you a copy of it, because it's not specifically related, but Rabbi Nachum Zemba has another nafkamina. Not really a nafkamina, as you'll see, but it's the Shita that you can't learn Masechah Shabbos without knowing the Shita. The Tosos Chaim says that Rabbi Yehud, and he says this to answer up a question, but the Yesod is, Rabbi Yehud, the Shita of Alach Shein Yisrich L'Gufa is Chayiv, is only by an Av. An Av Shein Yisrich L'Gufa is Chayiv. But a Tolda Shein Yisrich L'Gufa, even Rabbi Yehuda would say is pater. His svara being, well, what's a malacha shein yisrich l'gufa? Remember Tosfos' definition? Tosfos says, the same act that was done in the Mishkan, but for a different purpose. Right? I catch a snake because I don't want it to bite me. Not because I want the snake. So the act was done in the Mishkan, but the purpose wasn't. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's chayiv. But 1 minute, says the Tosfos Chaim. If you have a tolda shein yisrich l'gufa, then the act wasn't in the Mishkan, and the purpose wasn't in the Mishkan. So of course there's not going to be chayiv. The reason Rabbi Yehuda says chayiv because still this act was done in the Mishkan, even though you're doing it for a different purpose. But if you already extend go say it's a tolda shein yisrich l'gufa, then you have nothing left. You don't have the act, you don't have the purpose. Memela, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that's pater. So there, that's another difference between av and tolda. Not really an afkamina between them, just but an amazing shita.
Well, you could say this the other way to enhance how we define that tolda is independent and say that it's right.
You
still chayev.
I'm saying you could say it's still chayev, but the question is, why would it be chayev? How does this connect at all? It's not the act that it's done for a different purpose than the av. The av was in the Mishkan, this would be done for a different purpose than the av.
You have a defining act that's usually a tolada, but once you add that defining tolada,
The toldas are included in the av because they have some parallel. Right. That's true. But usually it's being done for the same purpose, to better the ground, because you wanted to pick something, whatever the case may be. But that's his chiddush, just to keep it in mind. You can put it in brackets. Again, Rabbi Nachum Zemba, the Tosos Chai. Good. Number two. Number three. Number three. So we have number one, does it apply to other areas outside of Hilchos Shabbos? Number two, are there halachic differences between Av and Tolda? Number three, look back for a moment to page one. Back to the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Kama Daf Beis, the other paragraph that we didn't do. The halacha is, as we saw in our Gemara, when you do an av and it's tolda, you only chayev one. Why is that? Why you only chayev one? So if you look in Rashi in Bava Kama Daf Beis, he says you're chayev for the av and not for the tolda. That's Rashi's lashon. A av mechayev, a tolda lo mechayev. It's Rashi's lashon. Let's see the Shita Mekubetzes. Says the Shita, why is this? A'av b'chayev atod lo b'chayev. Hiksha mori arav. V'dilma, lav mishum griusa de tolda hi. Maybe the reason that you're only chayev one is not because of a weakness of the tolda. Ela mishum dehavi ose milachas harbe me'ein malacha achas de'eno chayev ala achas. Says the Mari, this is the Mari Cohen Tzedek, Mari Katz. How do you know if you do an av and it's tolda, you're chayev one? How do you know that that reflects the inferiority of a tolda? Maybe it's like doing the same av twice. You'd also only be chayev one. So why the Gemara has the mentality that if you do the av and it's tolda, the tolda is second fiddle because you only chayev one? Who says the Mari Katz? Maybe it's just like doing two different avs. That's his question. Vitirates the mishum griusa de tolda have putter. No, it's got to be because of the inferiority of the tolda. The ilu avich de malachos badi adadi. Because if you did two malachos that are not exactly the same, chayev akolachas vachas. No, if you do two different malachos, even if they're similar, like the Gemara says, zore, borer, and merakade. Three different avos, but they're all separating malachas. You're chayev differently. The tolda is different enough from the av that if they'd be on the same footing, you'd be chayev too. It must therefore be, says the Mari Katz, that the reason you're only chayev one is because of its inferiority. Taking the havamina maskana out, this could be another nafkamina. What's the reason that you're chayev only one by doing an av and its tolda? He has a havamina, he has a maskana. is the reason because it is inferior, meaning it's just an outgrowth and it's learned out misvara and it can't be greater than the category itself. Or do I say no? His habamina. His habamina is that maybe a tolda and it's av just like the same av twice. And that's why you're only chayav one. This isn't a halachic difference, but a mentality difference in terms of why you'd only be chayav one. That goes on the list of the Mari cats. Number three. Number four. Two more and then we're finished. Number four. Maybe this gufa is the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Lazar, what we started off with. Right, we started off with the machlokas, remember, on Tzadik Vavma Beis. Rabbi Lazar holds your chayav atolda b'makam av. You do an av and it's told you chayav two. And the Rabbanan say you chayav one. So maybe gufa, that machlokas tanoim is about our issue. Again, alluded to in the Mari cats. Right, the Rabbi Lazar who says you chayav two because he holds his independence. Once you have the makar, yes, it flows from the av, but once you have the makar, so then memela, it would have independence, by shenki the rabbana. What we hold, maybe it's, no, it's just a natural outgrowth, and it can never be as strong as an av. Last point to make, before we get back to hasra'a, and that is, we just said, maybe it's machlokas Rabbi Lazar and the rabbanan. Maybe it's not so clear because there is evidence, and Rabbi Adler points this out there in his Sefer, that even within Rabbi Lazar, there are different approaches to take. Rabbi Lazar holds, if you do tolda b'makam av, you're chayav two. What if you do two toldos of the same av? What would Rabbi Lazar hold? That's not explicit anywhere in the Gemara. Maybe. If you do two toldos of the same av, you don't do the av. So what would Rabbi Lazar hold there? So that's a machlokas Rishonim. If you look in Rashi, in Krisus, on the last page, Krisus Tezayim and Aleph, Rashi says explicitly, explaining the Mishnah there. The Mishnah there says, Milachos harbe me'ein malacha achas. What does that mean? Toldos harbe shel av echad. Rashi says, you're chayef two according to Rabbi Lazar. Meaning, the Mishnah says you're chayef two, Rashi explains that to mean two toldos of the same av. Rashi Elzer Belazer would say, you're chayiv two. Tosfos, back in Shabbos, we're not going to read through it, but Tosfos, if you want to look on the Ayin Hei Amid Beis, Ayin Hei Amid Beis, Tosfos quotes that you would be chayiv one. Be chayiv two toldos, you do? You're only chayiv one. Even though if you do an av and it's tolda, you're chayiv two, but if you do two toldos, you'll only be chayiv one. What's that machlokas about? So maybe it's about our issue. According to Rashi, that you're chayav two, every tolda has independence. This tolda, that tolda, it's independent. It's separate from the father. Every child has independence. Bali Tosfos say, no, they're swallowed up. At least sometimes, it's swallowed up. If you have one av and one tolda, it has independence, but it's in the same category. But if you have two different toldos, says Tosfos, they'd both be, right, they'd both be the same. They're both an outgrowth. You don't look at the specifics so much. Maybe the idea of a tolda is a chiddush. You learn it from the pasuk, and that's why you'd be chayiv separately for it when you do it with its av. But if you do two toldos, it's all categorized into one. You only be chayiv one, even according to Rabbi Lazar. So again, these are all a couple of nafkaminas. How independent are toldos from avos? Number one, does it apply to other areas of an halacha? Does it apply? Are there any differences between halachas between av and its and toldos? What's the reason why tolda is pater when you do it b'makam av? Maybe it's the machlokas tanam itself, and maybe within Rabbi Lazar, what would he say about two toldos of the same av? Just to close, maybe that is the issue in Bali Tosfos and our Gemara about hasra'a. Why would I, the person's doing the tolda, why would I not be able just to warn him against what he's doing now? Don't do this! No, I might have to go and warn him b'shem the av. Why would I have to do that? I'm not doing the av. I'm doing the tolda. And yet, some days, the Tosfos Rid says it explicitly there, that you have to mention the av, not the tolda. So again, that gufa might be, in an extreme way, part of our chakira. If you say it's a natural outgrowth, so it could be that the Torah demands that you have to say the sort, you have to say the ikker. The tafel is totally subsumed, halachically. You have to say the ikker. Mashenkin, if you say the more it's independence, so then that's the pashtus. The more independence, so you say what's in front of you. So that's, again, every tolda, again, when we say independent, we don't mean it's totally dependent. Every tolda flows from the av somewhat, but does it achieve its own independence based on the makar, based on the fact that it itself is its own chiyuv d'oraisa. Okay, this is some of the discussion of Av and Tolda. Again, there's a lot more, but we got our feet wet a little bit, and Hashem, there'll be more discussion. But again, remember, the Gemara talks about it by Shabbos, Tumah, and Nezikin. Some Rishonim, the Ritvin Kiddushin, mentions Avos and Toldos of Kinyanim. There are Kinyanim of Av and Kinyanim of Toldos. The Rishonim throw in Avos and Toldos in a couple of other places, but the Iker ones, the most famous one, and the most dealt with one, is right here in Masechta Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here.